USA News, I'm Lance Pry. There's a big break that appears to be a bailout by the Biden administration coming today if you have an account with Silicon Valley Bank.
The Treasury Department says it will take steps to ensure all Silicon Valley Bank deposits will be paid in full. Depositors will have access to all of their money starting today, according to Sunday's joint statement with the Federal Reserve and the FDIC. That includes deposits beyond the federally insured ceiling of $250,000. The Fed also announced it will make additional funding available. Silicon Valley Bank collapsed Friday after a run and capital crisis led to the second largest failure of a bank in U.S. history. I'm Skip Kelly.
When Arab leaders met Xi Jinping at a regional summit in Riyadh last December, the Chinese president proposed a high-level gathering of Gulf Arab monarchs and Iranian officials in Beijing in 2023. Tehran is a go and has signed on. Late last week, China had brokered a deal to restore relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia, which had gone 7 years without a relationship. The broader summit between Iran and Six Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, which hasn't previously been reported, is on track for later this year. An unidentified suspect at the center of a two-day standoff in the San Gabriel Valley of California is dead. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies claim the suspect shot nearly 100 times with a high-powered rifle during the standoff before taking his own life. Commander Thomas Giandomenico with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
De-escalation and risk management and the extreme threat that that suspect was putting on the community, we had to slow down our operation. We had to make sure that everything was done to perfection and to the utmost safety. And in that process, it takes time.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen's planned performance tomorrow in Albany, New York, has become the third concert in a week to be postponed by the New Jersey rocker. He says he's not feeling well. This is USA News.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Some electric vehicle manufacturers are eliminating AM radios from their cars, which government officials fear could put people at risk in an emergency. AM radio is one of the critical ways that federal, state, and local officials communicate with the public during natural disasters and other emergencies. If drivers don't have access, the concern is they might miss important information. Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, wants car companies to maintain free access to broadcast radio as a public safety measure. It's Mexico's responsibility to keep Mexico safe. So says one U.S. senator.
Mexico has a duty to its own citizens to establish security within its borders. That's the feeling of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, who told NBC's Meet the Press, we can assist, but can't do it all.
We can help them, and we have intelligence, we have other information we can share, but we need them to enforce in their own country.
The New Jersey Democrat making the comments after 4 Americans were kidnapped and 2 of them killed shortly after crossing the border from Texas. I'm John Schaefer.
California yesterday was hit again with an atmospheric river that caused major flooding. It flowed eastward just in time for another one to make its way to the Golden State. More heavy rain and snow is forecast for the region as soon as tonight. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared emergencies in 34 counties in recent weeks, and the Biden administration approved a presidential disaster declaration for some late last week. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food.